Welcome to the Lifehouse Message Podcast. Please make sure to follow or subscribe to this so that you can get all the latest messages. We hope that you are inspired, empowered, and encouraged by the message today. Let's enjoy.
Hey everybody, welcome to The Message. Monty here, and I'm really excited to be able to share today's word with you all. This month we've been talking about healing, God's healing power. And I'm really excited to be able to share today on God's healing power. So today's message is called, God has a good story for you. Did you know that? God has a good story for you. He is the greatest author of all time, and he has written these incredibly complex and beautiful and amazing stories for each one of us. And sometimes in those stories, bad things happen, and sometimes we get hurt, sometimes we feel pain. But in the midst of that, God is still good and God is still working things together. God's story doesn't end when we hurt or when we feel bad or when bad things happen. God's story continues, and he wants us to continue on in that story as well. And so in this series, we've been talking about all kinds of healing, talking about like the physical healing and the mental healing. Today, we're going to have a bit of a focus on emotional healing. It's going to be great. I hope you guys buckle up. We're going to have a lot of fun today. So have you ever needed to ask someone for help? Come on, be honest. I know. I definitely have. It's called married life, okay? All the time, I'm having to ask Melissa for help. And especially being in Japan, not being able to read Japanese super duper well, I have to ask Melissa help a lot when it comes to, like, you know, reading some mail or bills or figuring out this and that, or just even minor things that can be super frustrating. And I know what it's like to have to maybe lower my own pride and ask for help. And I think guys especially, you know, we sort of struggle like this because you want to be like the macho dude that, you know what, I don't need help, I'm a dude, I'm fine the way it is. But there's times in life where we need to ask for help. You see, I don't cook. I'm not very good at it. I don't like doing it. I don't enjoy doing it. Melissa, she's an amazing cook. She does an amazing job. But sometimes she will ask me to help out in the kitchen. And it's funny, it's going to be ironic because she's asking me for help, but at the end of the story, I'll be asking her for help. Anyways, so there's one time where she's like, I'm super tired, Monty. Can you just put some gyoza, some dumplings, on the fry pan and make some gyoza for tonight? I was like, sure, you know what? I got this. I can do some gyoza. I've done that in the past. When I was single, I made gyoza before. It's all good. And so I remember I got the gyoza pack, boom, cracked it open, put it on the fry pan. I didn't realize this until this story, but I had the little spatula and I was kind of just shuffling the gyoza around, getting them to cook. And I had done this when I was single. There was no issue then. I had cooked the gyoza fine then. And if you know where this is going, it's not going anywhere good. But so that's how I cooked the gyoza, with the little spatula in the fry pan. And I was doing that. So I was doing my thing, cooking the gyoza, trying to get them nice and brown. And then Melissa comes into the room and she bursts out laughing. She's like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm doing what you are. I'm cooking the gyoza. She's like, that's not how you cook gyoza. I was like, how do you cook gyoza? So you just put it, you just crack it open and just put it there on the thing. I was like, oh, my silly man brain didn't understand that. And some of you are laughing. I know you're laughing. It's not just a man brain. So I had to ask for help. And so I asked her for help. And so she ended up doing the gyoza instead of me, even though she asked me to do the gyoza. So then the next time while she was away, I had some gyoza. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna make some gyoza tonight. I know how to do it this time. So cracked the gyoza on the fry pan, left it there, let it cook with the thing. And then I completely burned it. I was like, I don't know how to do this. I need help. Melissa had to call her up. I'm like, so all the bottom of the gyoza is stuck to the pan and I've got half a gyoza now for all 12 pieces. What do I do? And she's like, you're just going to have to deal with that, bro. Like, it's done. That gyoza is done. And so in areas where we're maybe not so good or we don't know, we need to ask for help. For me, if it comes to anything with cooking or stuff in the kitchen, I need help. I'm pretty hopeless with all of that stuff. Other areas, other people might need to ask for help. What areas do you ask for help? When it comes to serious things, serious needs, if there's something that's going on in your life, if there's an issue that you've been dealing with from the past, if there's some negative thoughts that are happening in your brain, can you ask for help? Is there someone that you can ask help from? Because so many times the devil will lie to us and say that it is just you. You are all alone in this. No one else understands. You will look stupid if you talk to somebody about this. And so we tend to hide these things inside and we don't actually ask for help. But we really need to. We need to learn how to ask for help. And in real life, there's times when we ask for help, we can actually find healing when we're able to get it out, when we're able to talk about it. And so, we're going to talk about God having a good story for you. Let me read Jeremiah 29:11. This is one of our favorite scriptures here at Lifehouse. And it says, God speaks to us, says, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. We love this scripture. We believe this scripture is for Japan and for Hong Kong and for Bali and Taipei and Korea and wherever we're at, we believe that this is a message for you. This is a message for Asia, that God has a good plan. Not for disaster, but for a hope and a future. You know, when you watch a good movie, a really good movie, doesn't it usually end on a good note? Now, I'm not talking about horror movies, because that's not in the good movie category, for me, at least, sorry. But when you watch a good movie, there's always a character arc. They fight something, there's a struggle, there's a opposing force, they overcome it, and at the end, there's the resolution of them being able to overcome the trials that came. Most great movies end like this. They have this story arc. The same thing in our lives. When we go through different trials, different troubles, yes, there is the reality of it's hard. The reality of this might hurt. But there is more story to be told. Amen? There's more story ahead of us, and we can't give up when the thing gets hard, when the story arc seems to be going in a direction we don't understand. There's more to the story. There's more to the plans that God has for us. Amen? And so it says in Exodus 15, verse 26, God says, I am the Lord who heals you. See, one of the names for God is Jehovah Rapha, meaning God heals. It is in His nature, it is in His identity that God wants to heal us. Isn't that beautiful? It's in His nature, it's who He is. He can't not be a God who heals. God's heart, God's desire is for us to be healed and whole. Amen? Now, the question is, well then why am I not healed? Why am I still struggling with this? Why does it still hurt? And to that I say, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know why certain people are healed. I don't know why some people are healed immediately and some others they're healed after many, many years. I don't know why some people are still not healed to this day. I don't know why some people reach the end of their life and they weren't healed or something. I don't know why. And I think as humans, it's not our place to fully understand, to fully comprehend why things happen or why things don't happen. But I want to be the guy that believes in healing. I want to be the Christian that believes in the power of God. Whether or not I see it happening, whether or not I feel it happening, I want to be the person that puts my faith in Jesus. Amen? Regardless of my circumstance, regardless of my situation, I want to be the one that trusts God. Amen? Don't you want to be that too? That even though it might seem bleak, that it might seem dark, that it might seem like there's no end in sight, let's keep putting our faith in God, because the next time you pray, it might be the time that you see the breakthrough. It might be the time that you see the healing. We don't know. We're not in control of the timing. God is, but I want to be able to be faithful to God and His will and the good story that He has. So today, I want to read a story that I absolutely love from the Bible. This is an amazing story. And so give some background, some context. Jesus, it's like the height of His ministry. So people are seeking Him out left, right, and center. And one day, a man comes to Him and says, Jesus, my young daughter, she's 12 years old. She's on the verge of dying. Please come to my house. Please see her. Please heal my daughter. And so Jesus is like, let's go. And so on the way, there's this huge throng of people, just massive crowd all around Jesus, slowing Him down. And on the way, there's also another character, a woman who appears in the middle of this story. So let's read Mark chapter 5, verse 25 to 26. It says, a woman in the crowd had suffered for 12 years with consistent bleeding. So this is a pretty dire situation for this woman. It says, she had suffered a great deal from many doctors, and over the years, she had spent everything she had to pay them. But she had gotten no better. In fact, she had gotten worse. Now, this is not a message that's about to dunk on doctors and say that medicine is bad. Like, no, I believe that medicine is good. I believe that doctors are good. When I get a cold, I go to the doctor. Okay, this is not a message about shaming or making that feel bad. If you need to go to the doctor, go to the doctor. Amen? But I think it's interesting in this specific story that there is a mention that she had spent everything that she had on what was humanly possible. What was humanly known to science and to the world at that time, and she was not healed, that she still had this problem she was carrying for 12 years. Now, you know, we all have different things that I believe that we're praying for and believing for. Some of you may know me. I've had neck problems for many, many years, and, you know, it's still not completely healed. But 12 years with this specific issue, this is a long time with something that is very hindering to daily life. And then, one day, things are about to change for this woman. Verse 27, it said, she had heard about Jesus. So she came up behind him through the crowd and touched his robe. For she thought to herself, if I could just touch his robe, I will be healed. I love this. I love the mindset that this woman has, that even though she had had 12 years of doctor after doctor trying medicine, trying this, trying that, and not getting better, in fact, getting worse, she hears about Jesus, about a man named Jesus, that whoever had come to him was healed, that he was healing blind men, that people that couldn't speak could now speak, that people that couldn't walk could now walk, that he was healing people with leprosy, skin disease, and those people were now healed. You see, the thing with people with leprosy is that it wasn't just a physical problem for them, it was a societal problem. Because they had this specific disease, this specific problem, it meant that they had to be cast out of society, cast out of their jobs, cast out of their friendships, cast out of their families. They had to be separated because they were dubbed unclean. And if you associated, if you touched, if you were around someone that was unclean, you then would become also unclean. So everyone in society would stay away. And for this woman, for her specific issue as well, she was also lumped in the same category as unclean, unwanted, unloved, unvalued, someone that was to be shunned, someone that was to be thrown away, to be pushed away. That was the category that this woman was in for 12 years. She has lived a hard, brutal life up until this point. You would think someone after 12 years struggling with this would be down and out. No hope, done, over. But not this woman, because she heard about Jesus. She heard about what Jesus had done, not just for the physical, but done for the lepers, done for those who were also unclean like her. Those people were now back into society, back into their families, back at work. They were back. And she heard about Jesus and thought, if only I could just touch his robe. Not even him, not even have a conversation with him, not even touch his hand or his skin or his sleeve. No, the bottom of his robe. If only I could touch that. And so the first thing I want to say today is that faith starts from hearing. She heard about Jesus. Faith comes from hearing about Jesus. Hope comes from hearing about Jesus. Romans 10 verse 17 says, so faith comes from hearing. That is, hearing the good news about Christ. The good news is that Jesus loves you. He died on a cross for you to take your sins away, to take your sickness away. He took that upon himself and nailed it to the cross. He didn't just stay dead though. He rose again 3 days later. He is a living, powerful God who wants a personal relationship with you today. Amen? Isn't that beautiful? It starts from hearing. Faith comes from hearing. And if you've been praying, if you've already been praying and believing, God, why hasn't this happened yet? And God, where are you? When is this going to happen for me? I just want to encourage you, keep on believing. Keep on praying. Keep on journaling. Keep on going to church. Don't give up. Your story isn't over yet. Your character arc isn't finished yet. God has a good story ahead. You're just only this way through, but there's more to come. The miracle is on the other side. I believe in God's miracles. I've seen God do miracles in people's lives around me, in my life. He's healed my mother from cancer. He's healed other people from skin disease. God is a healing God. I believe. And although I may still personally have some neck problems, I'm still praying, I'm still believing, but I also go to a physiotherapist to help me maybe do some stretches, some different types of movements to help me get better. Yes, it's and both. Amen. But I still believe. And I want to encourage you, still believe. The story's not over. The story's just getting started, in fact. God has so much more ahead. Let's not give up now. Amen. So, the next point I want to say is that we need to seek Jesus boldly. Like this woman, she boldly sought out Jesus. So, verse 29, it said, when she touched the edge of his robe, it said, immediately the bleeding stopped and she could feel in her body that she had been healed of her terrible condition. Jesus at once realized that healing power had gone out from him. So he turned around in the crowd and asked, who touched my robe? You gotta imagine this scene. It's pretty funny because there's like stacks of people, like hundreds of people around Jesus. This one man, he's moving through. It's hard to move through because if you've ever been in a crowd or a mosh pit, some of your Sunday services have a mosh pit. It's hard to not touch others. If you've ever been on a crowded train, in Japan, we have very crowded trains. It's almost impossible to be not touching someone. So it's like you're in a crowded train, a crowded space, and you say, who touched me? It's like, my dude, literally everybody. Literally everybody touched you. And that's the same response that his disciples had. They said, look at this crowd pressing around you. How can you ask who touched me? But he kept on looking around to see who had done it. Then the frightened woman, trembling at the realization of what had happened to her, came and fell to her knees in front of him and told him what she had done. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Your suffering is over. I love it. Come on, let's give God a big hand. What a beautiful, beautiful story that this woman had the audacity to seek out Jesus. That this was a high-risk mission for her. If she was caught from where she was to the center of the crowd where Jesus was, if she was caught in the middle, people would find her, they would grab her, they would throw her out of the crowd, she would be expelled, because she was deemed unclean. She had to go incognito. So she's dipping and ducking, going through the different people, trying to stay down low, trying to stay crouched, out of sight, so she can just reach the hem of Jesus' robe. And when she does, Jesus is like, whoa, something happened. I felt something. And he looks around. Now, she would be like scared out of her mind, right? Although she knew that she had been healed, this man, this Jesus, this amazing person doing these amazing miracles was now looking for her. You can imagine that in her mind and the life that she lived, any sort of attention was unwanted. And so as Jesus was looking around, she fell to her knees. She was trembling in fear. And Jesus says one word to her. He says, daughter. I love this. He says, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Your suffering is over. She risked believing. She risked having faith. Because if that didn't work out, then what? Right? If that didn't work out, then what? She risked believing. She had been suffering for 12 years. She had risked doctors, risked medicine, and nothing had worked until she met Jesus. until she grabbed hold of Jesus. So yes, she was physically healed, but she was also emotionally healed. How is she emotionally healed, you say? Because Jesus called her his daughter. You don't call someone your daughter if you don't love them, if you don't care for them, if you don't value them. I just imagine Jesus with this huge smile on his face as he reaches down and picks her up off the ground and says, "Daughter, I love you. You're healed." See, she was healed emotionally. Like I said, she was ostracized. She was cast out of society. Now she was healed from this specific physical condition. It also meant that the emotional condition, the mental conditions that she was struggling with, was also now not an issue. That now she knew that she was loved, that she had value, that she was accepted. That's what Jesus did. That's what Jesus can do for you. That's what Jesus does for me. He accepts us. He loves us. Now, that means, does that mean that we can stay doing the wrong thing, stay in our sin? No. But he loves us. He wants us to know him. And I believe as we get to know Jesus, our lifestyle will begin to change as well. But Jesus, with this woman that was unclean, this woman that was wanted, Jesus loved her. Jesus accepted her. And so, in this moment, I want to take just a quick moment to sing one of our amazing worship songs. And as we sing this song, if there's something that you're praying for, something you're believing for, whether it be physical, whether it be mental, whether it be emotional, dealing with hurts and pain and disappointments even from the past, I want to encourage you, as we sing this worship song, why don't we just surrender that to God and say, "God, I've been holding on to this thing and I don't want to anymore. God, heal me. God, touch me." And as we sing this worship song, I pray that you would have a moment with God together. Pray to God. Believe for healing. Risk believing. And then we're going to come back and we're going to pray together. Okay, let's sing the song.
Be your health in your hands.
Amen. I love that song. It's so beautiful. And I pray that God would have moved in your life. And if you haven't experienced that healing, this is my final thing I want to say. Keep believing. Keep praying. Matthew 7 verse 7 says, keep on asking and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be open. Your parents, you parents, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone instead? Or if they ask for a fish, do you give them a snake? Of course not. So, if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask Him? Our heavenly Father is a Father who loves us. He calls us His sons. He calls us His daughters, just like He did with this woman. He loves us. He wants to heal us. He wants to touch us. Whether it happens now or whether it happens in a year or two or five, let's keep on believing. Let's keep on knocking. It only takes one moment with God. Whether, like I said, if it's now or later, let's keep on believing like it would be now, but keep on believing until it comes. Amen. Keep on seeking, keep on knocking. And so right now, I'd like to take a moment to pray with you all together. Can we stand? Can we raise our hands? Let's pray. God, I thank you so much that you love us, that it is in your nature to heal us, that you are a healing God. You are a God of love. And you say, keep on asking, keep on seeking, keep on knocking until the door is open. So I pray for anyone here today that has been asking. They have been praying. They have been believing, God. I pray that you would heal them, touch them now in Jesus' name. I pray you touch us now in Jesus' name. And God, even if it doesn't happen today, I pray that we would have the faith, the audacity to keep on believing, to keep on trusting in you, that we would be the Christian that doesn't give up halfway, that would see it to the end, that would continue on in the story that you have for us, God. I pray that you would give us vision and give us hope for the future. Touch us, heal us, give us hope. In Jesus' name, everyone said, amen. Amen. Come on. And one last group I want to pray for is for anyone here today. Maybe it's your first time hearing about Jesus. Maybe you've heard about Him many times. Maybe you've never made a decision to believe in Him ever in your life. Maybe you used to believe in Him, but you've fallen away. Wherever you're at in your life, you know you need Jesus. So in a moment, I'm going to count to three, and I'm going to say now. When I say now, I'm just going to ask you to either respond in your heart or to raise your hand. And we're going to pray together that you would experience Jesus, that He would come into your life, that He would heal you, He would touch you and fill you with His Spirit, with His love, His grace. And all you need to know is that He died on a cross for you because He loves you, to take away your sin, to take away your pain. He rose again 3 days later and He wants a relationship with you today. So if you want that relationship, 3, 2, 1, now. Why don't you raise your hand? Why don't you respond to Jesus? Amen. If you made that decision, can I pray for you really quick? Let's pray. God, I pray for these amazing people making this decision. I pray you come into their life right now. I pray that you would heal them. I pray that you would wash away the sins, wash away their mistakes of the past. And today, they will be made white as snow, that they are a new creation from this point on. And I pray that you would give them hope for the future and an excitement to see what happens in the story that you have for them. We thank you, God, and everyone said, amen. Amen. Fantastic. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's message and the series on healing. Make sure you tune in next week for our brand new series. It's going to bless your life. Have a great week, and we'll see you then. Bye.
Thanks for listening today. We hope that God was able to speak to you through the message. If you consider Lifehouse your church home, or if you were blessed by these messages, then why not consider generously supporting us? Simply go to mylifehouse.com/give and find the giving way that works best for you. Have a blessed day, and we'll catch you all next time.